The Drug Enforcement Administration's Western Laboratory won the Federal Green Challenge Award from the EPA. That came after the lab increased its electronics recycling more than any other federal agency in 2014. It recycled tons of electronics and nearly 10% more than its 2013 level. For more on the challenge and some lessons everyone can learn from the DEA lab, I spoke to Zoe Heller. She manages the Zero Waste section in EPA's Pacific Southwest region.
The Federal Green Challenge is a national effort challenging federal agencies to lead by example in reducing the federal government's environmental impact. And this is especially relevant right now because on March 19th, the President signed Executive Order 13693 with the goal of maintaining federal leadership in sustainability and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Federal agencies are recognized through the Federal Green Challenge for going beyond compliance with this new executive order and striving for 5% annual improvements in selected environmental target areas. And this is where electronics comes into the picture. Those areas include electronics or energy, water, waste, purchasing, and transportation.
All right, so every agency has probably more electronics than it needs, and they keep piling it on, and the old stuff hangs around. And so I guess implicit in this is there are ways to dispose of this that are environmentally friendly.
Yes, absolutely. And the number one way is to donate, and then the number two way is to recycle. So recycling electronics can help agencies meet their sustainability goals. And another statistic that's pretty shocking is the federal government makes 7% of the U.S. IT purchases. So when agencies donate and recycle their e-waste, it can make a really big difference. For example, recycling 1 million laptops saves the energy equivalent to the electricity used by approximately 3,600 U.S. homes in 1 year.
All right, so you have given awards for agencies that are good at this. In this case, it is the Drug Enforcement Administration. What did they do, and what was exemplary about it?
So we gave the award to the DEA Western Lab, which is out here in the Bay Area. And in 2014, they recycled and donated more than 8,200 pounds of electronics. And that included cell phones, computers, and lab equipment. And this was a nearly 10% increase over 2013. Another notable thing is that DEA used a third-party certified electronics recycler to collect their electronic equipment with no useful life. And the great thing about these third-party certified electronic recyclers is that they meet really high environmental and worker safety standards. Then DEA reduced their electronic footprint even further by donating their high-dollar operational lab instruments to colleges and universities. And they did this all through e-waste collection events and recycling lunch and learn activities to increase awareness and educate the employees. And then they also donated their cell phones through the Cell Phones for Soldiers program. And this program has recycled more than 11.6 million cell phones and provided more than 213 million minutes of free talk time to soldiers.
So when one wants to donate, I mean, years ago it was pretty easy to donate electronics either as an individual or as an organization. But as the cycles get shorter and the stuff gets cheaper, you know, per megabit or per unit of processing power, it's harder and harder to donate. So where were they able to find people that would accept old gear?
So on our EPA website, you can go to our third-party recycling site, which has a map that shows all of the certified recyclers, which also includes refurbishing and donating. So if you just go onto EPA's website, we can link you to where you can find these places.
Now, especially for DEA, but also a lot of other federal agencies or individuals that may want to do this, I presume the EPA sites are open to individuals that may have stuff to get rid of or recycle. What about the data on the hard drives? How do you know that that is taken care of?
Well, in many federal agencies, we make sure to delete that prior to recycling, and we definitely recommend that any individuals do the same thing, particularly with cell phones. You can go ahead and take the SIM card out and cut it in half, and then also with the cell phones themselves. Just make sure you're deleting before handing off.
All right, so DEA, when 8,200 pounds, I guess with equipment getting lighter and thinner, that's a lot of stuff.
It sure is. And we're purchasing more and more electronics now than ever before. I read a stat the other day that showed that most American households, each individual owns 2 cell phones and 2 laptops. So we have a lot of equipment piling up, as you said.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, I've got my last 2 cell phones, both of which are smartphones, both of which were totally functional when I upgraded. And you almost hate to throw them out. So if you can find somewhere good, you know, it'll do some good. I guess that's a good thing. Now, in electronics, there are a lot of materials. And what are the biggest, what are the most important materials that need to be recycled in a safe way?
Well, I would say everything. And the good thing about these recyclers is that they're really good at recycling everything. The electronics are taken into these processing facilities, and they're shredded. And then once they're shredded, they can be separated a lot easier. For example, they're put on a conveyor belt, and there'll be magnets that pull out the ferrous metals, such as steel. And once all of these different materials are separated, you know, including the gold and the copper wire, so you have some incredibly valuable materials in there, then they're sold off in commodity markets where they're made into new things. The gold can go into jewelry. The plastics could go into lawn furniture. So it's really important to take each component out and recycle them and get them back out into the market.
We're speaking with Zoe Heller. She manages the zero waste section at the EPA's Pacific Southwest region. What about the plastic?
Yes. So these facilities have really great technology to be able to not only separate the plastic out of the electronics, but also separate the plastic into the different categories of plastic once it's disassembled. And same like the other materials, those plastics go right back into the commodity stream.
Now, very often the selling proposition for new electronics is the quality of the enclosures. Mm-hmm. Does the EPA watch to see if the computer industry and allied industries actually use recycled plastic to make enclosures or whatever it is they make out of plastic?
Kind of. So it's less EPA and it's more an external body that does this. So for example, EPEAT is a global rating system for greener electronics. And anyone who's purchasing electronics, including federal agencies, can use EPEAT to make sure that the products they are purchasing are environmentally friendly and have criteria like high levels of recycled content in like the enclosures for the electronics.
Now, some of the devices, you mentioned gold, of course, there's a lot of gold wiring surrounding the chips and so forth and in and out to the connectors. What about elements like tantalum that might be in capacitors? Or what about the elements that make up batteries in these things, which can be poisonous but also reused?
Yeah. So at these facilities, all of those different elements are removed and then assessed for example, for batteries of if they can continue to be reused or if they need to be safely disposed of.
Do you ever wonder why they don't make all batteries the same shape so they could be recycled into new equipment like car batteries?
Well, you know, that would be great, but I don't think we're quite there yet.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
And
So what are some of the other agencies that you've seen recently that are notable for being able to dispose of electronics in a good way?
The DEA is who won our award this year, but several of the other agencies are doing their part as well in disposing of electronics safely. You know, here at EPA, we're very mindful of collecting our e-waste, and this has been, as e-waste gets easier and easier to collect and identify certified recyclers, more and more agencies are, you know, walking the walk and walking the talk and doing this in a good way.
Okay, so the every year then, this program is going to go on to the future. You've got someone to award year after year, correct?
Yes, yeah, we are continuing this program.
And for agencies that are maybe a little behind on this, but might want to get up to speed with agencies like the DEA, who is responsible? Who's the best person to organize this in an agency? And what's your advice for getting it started?
Well, it's really easy to join Federal Green Challenge. It's just as easy as going onto our website. The link is www.epa.gov/FGC. And on our website, there's a map that displays the contacts for each state. And we at EPA are happy to work with any agency to get started. It's easy to do. You just sign up. You identify which target area you want to reduce your environmental impact in. And those are waste, electronic, energy, water, transportation, and purchasing. And then over the year, you work to reduce your environmental footprint by 5% in that area. You share your results with EPA, and then they have the opportunity to get recognized by us.
And one final question. If you use a recycler, again, as an agency or an individual, is there some kind of a certification that goes with recyclers so you know that they're legit and that they will grind up the hard drives and the thing doesn't get carted off and then next thing you know, it's in China?
Yes, absolutely. And once again, that's a third-party certified electronics recycler. We have the list of them as well as a map on our website, and we highly recommend using those.